Tablet 4, Part 2, Mount Zion. Introduction to Mount Zion. In any level of existence or in any situation where the presence of God has not been considered, there is bound to be suffering for the people involved. The reason for this is very simple: the power of the attraction to the illusion of the external world, Maya, lower nature, false ego, etc., is so strong that any moment man forgets about his higher nature and spiritual part, he is drawn into his lower nature. That is why only by remembering the Lord and entering Him into all levels of human existence can man be saved from himself. Only He can take us from the ocean of Maya. That is why humans should come to the realization that the lower nature of man is very strong. Therefore, only those who are chosen to be strong enough to resist this lower nature should become the true leaders of society. These people are the ones who will try to bring God, divine logic, and grace into all levels of human activities. These are the ones who can be called Paravipras. They will fill the positions in the administrative, judiciary, and legislative branches of the government. However, even these great personalities might lose their sense of judgment by becoming overactive in day-to-day problems. That is why another group out of the system will emerge as the overseers of the system. These are the elders. With the knowledge that God is the true leader of all these earthly leaders, His laws will be established, which are the laws of the universe, dharmas. With such a system, we will bring the Lord back into our lives and accept Him as our true King. This system is described in this book. However, first a brief explanation will be presented as to why the present systems cannot work. In general, five reasons can be considered. 1. Selection process of the leaders. 2. Unawareness of the leaders that any existing ideology or approach is valid only in a given time. 3. Attachment of the leaders and people to a small portion of the earth, a special culture, group, religion, ideology, etc. 4. Lack of a body as an overseer of the system, elders, and 5. Lack of the presence of spiritual considerations, putting God out of the system. 1. Selection process of the leaders. In order for the true leaders to be elected in the present systems, 4 conditions are necessary. A. A high level of literacy. B. Awareness of the basic rights, socioeconomic awareness, by the majority. C. Willingness of the majority to demand their rights and stand firm until gained. D. High standard of ethics in all levels of society, especially in the leadership levels. Existence of all these conditions is rare. In fact, they are non-existent in the present state of human evolution. Some of them might be found in some societies, but not all of them. These conditions, except the first, only exist in the time of crisis when the conditions become unbearable. Then the awareness of the people is aroused and they are willing to take action to improve their condition and even sacrifice for the cause. It is in these situations that usually the great leaders emerge from the masses. But after the situation has been corrected, the awareness of the people becomes lax until the next crisis. Then again, people will be aroused, the situation corrected, and then laxation occurs. This cycle will continue, and in the process, many will suffer. The lack of the presence of the four above mentioned elements leads to the emergence of leaders will bring the society to the brink of the crisis. Therefore, a system should be devised which will minimize the effect of the lack of the presence of these necessary factors and also facilitate the emergence of aware and benevolent leaders. 2. Unawareness of the leaders that any existing ideology or approach is valid only in a given time. There is a time for everything, and everything has its own time. This is also true about any approach or ideology. With clear evidence from history, all through thought it is explained how the social progress of humanity is based on a cyclical movement. Read The Kingdom of Heaven on Earth. As it was explained in that book, after each of these cyclical periods, human society will progress to a higher level. These evolutionary cyclical movements so far have not been understood by humanity. With awareness of this truth and how each of the existing ideologies and procedures are valid in one given period of time, the leaders will be more equipped to deal with human problems and lead all to an ever-progressive future.